Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
I'm wearing the best outfit ever, by the way.
Strike!
No! Check it out. Fit check. Welcome to the show.
I got a good fit check today.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Check this out.
Let me see. What's that say? Oh, that's a Phileas cat.
Phileas Cafe.
All right. Phileas Cafe.
That's right. Kitty Cafe.
Guaranteed cat hair. Right? You should sell that, actually. Would you buy it if you could buy cat fur?
No, I've got plenty around the house.
I was going to say, what are you?
Murray's looking at me right now like, don't you dare outsource cat hair. I got plenty.
We could sell it.
Just ask Peter.
We should do a research thing and see what we can do with cat hair.
You can do all sorts of stuff with cat hair.
All right, let's
You can like weave it.
We'll get to that in just a second. First, reach out to us, all right, at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, phone number 915-0962. It's No Dumb Questions Day and also Motivational Monday. Let's start with the motivation.
I want to be motivated.
I hear you. Me too. Let's get motivated.
Yes.
You might feel like a poop sandwich right now.
I'm like a little embarrassed for not being on top of everything.
I'm exhausted, but not always for a reason you can pinpoint.
And you're like, I think I should be better at all of this.
That's called being a person. You're not doing anything wrong.
There's no such thing as figuring it all out.
There aren't any answers. This shit's just kind of bonkers.
You're not broken or lazy or behind. You're just experiencing being a people.
You can just pick the softer, squishier, cozier thing today and walk away from the stuff that makes you sad.
And you know.
I want to thank my sister for sending that.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. She saw the demotivational one I gave you guys on Wednesday, I think it was.
And she's like, no.
She's back to motivation. I needed this lady. Yeah, I needed this lady is what she said. So, yeah, there you go. And real quick, I want to thank Heartwood Preserve for sponsoring the show. Heartwood Wood Park. Are you familiar with this little gem in the city? This place is fantastic. It's just south of Dodge on 145th Street. And they have free events going on every single weekend.
It's awesome. So this coming Friday, they've got Bites and Beats. They do this on Friday night, so it's like a local artist. And then they've got food trucks and all sorts of cool like games and stuff like that that you can rent for free.
And they have a bar there as well that opens at 6. So that Friday night Bites and Beats, it's with Tyler Marco this Friday. So go ahead and get there. It opens at 6:00. It goes till 9, so you can get there early. And they have this little thing there that's pretty sweet, actually. It's called the Park Rental. It's a park rental bar.
Yeah.
But don't let rental make you feel like you got to pay something.
No, I just said it's free.
It's all free. Everything is free. This place is super cool. It's it's right there on, like I said, right just off 144th Street, just south of Dodge.
So this Saturday, they're going to have a summer movie night. So it's cool. They call Summer Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And there's different ones every week. And this Saturday is going to be Encanto. I love that movie.
I have yet to see. Maybe I'll roll out there and see that thing.
Oh, it's really cute. It's super cute. And it usually starts at sundown, which they say is like about 9:00. It opens up from like it's open from 5 to 11. But there's all sorts of stuff. Like it's family friendly. Like there's a bounce house and an obstacle course for the kids. And then like we were just saying, free rental of like pickleball, volleyball, badminton. I mean, they've got everything. So
food
this is Heartwood Park. So you got to check it out. There's got like all sorts of stuff going on this month and next.
Yeah, you talked about you liking yoga. Mm-hmm. They do yoga in the park on Saturday mornings there too. So I don't know.
I need to stretch.
An art thing going on Sunday as well. But you can get all the information that you need, that you want, right there on their website at heartwoodomaha.com/events or follow them on their socials. Mm-hmm. We're going to post something on our socials. You can get right to their events and stuff and schedule something. There's a lot of people who live in apartments that don't have things like that.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so, I mean, I have a yard, but you know what? I still don't have a bounce house in my yard, so I can go there.
You not can yet.
Everything. Yeah.
Not that pool yet. Needs a friend. Honey, we're getting a bounce house. Yes. We don't even have kids. You're like, I want to bounce.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so check out our Facebook Big Party Show, and we'll get all the links to you guys right there, so you can plan something for get the kids out. I know they're probably running you crazy by now, right?
I mean, T-minus to school starts. We're like 2 weeks. Kind of a week and a half for CPS. I mean, for OPS.
Oh, is it really? Geez, that is quick.
I know. It's quick. A week from Thursday. They all like head on back. My little, my nephew goes to Dundee and they're getting ready to go back. It was funny. So he's in camp this week.
Okay.
And sleepaway camp. And they were shopping at Target for like things for camp, but they also have like back to school stuff. And so my sister's like, well, should we pick up your back to school stuff? He's like, nah, you can do that while I'm gone. She's like, oh, can I? Yeah. Can I do that while you're gone? He's like, yeah, I don't need to be bothered with that. Like, you could just get that while I'm gone.
Are they funny at that age?
Oh, my God.
You know.
I got to tell you. So last show we had, the fact that I was Mother of the Year.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to give you the update on how Mother of the Year I am.
Okay.
So I go pick up my daughter from camp, which I signed her up for, which I took her to, and now I'm coming back and picking her up. And we're driving back, and I was like, so who'd you miss? She's like, well, I really miss Dad. And I was like, well, yeah, you know, she's a daddy's girl. Like, I get it.
Okay.
And I was like, and then who? Declan.
Oh, she missed Declan? All that special?
She missed Declan. I was last. She's like, then you, and then the cat. I was like, no, but I'm your last human. Like, your brother is ahead of me. Your brother who tortures you all the time. I'm the one.
I mean, I'm telling you that, I mean, everything falls close to the tree, right? You got employee of the month. You ain't getting yet.
Not getting that. Not getting mother of the month. I'm not even making top human in my household.
Mm-mm.
So I come home and I tell Peter, and he's like, number one. He's like, gosh, I wish I were wearing my employee of the month t-shirt while you were telling me this news. I was like, I hate all of you. I'm leaving. My cat and I are packing up. I'm moving someplace else. Yeah. All of you ungrateful people.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, there's got to be something out there for you. Some type of award. Where is Murray, your cat's employee of the year picture? He's got a plaque.
It's right behind me.
Oh, we can't see that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it's right on the wall. Oh, no, it's hanging on the wall. I put it on there.
Picture. You should put it a little bit by the other cat.
I can move it. Yeah.
Okay.
I can move it by the other cat.
How about the collar that he got? He got a collar. I mean, everyone else is wearing. He's still not wearing a collar.
I'm nervous about it. He doesn't normally wear collars. I'm afraid he's going to choke.
Well, let me return it then. Save some money.
No, I'll put it on him. Let me return it. You nuts. He heard you. Now he's all upset. All right.
So tell me. What can you do with cat hair? I'm sorry for you. What's her name? Is that Megan that doesn't like
Megan.
The cat?
Megan's sorry. Like, I'm tuning out.
Yeah, tune out for a couple seconds here, Megan. But go ahead. What all can you do with cat hair? Because it seems like that's a resource that just doesn't stop. You know what I mean? It's like cotton on sheep. It just keeps growing.
Dog hair.
And dog hair. I don't get dog hair so here at the house because they're doodles. But what can you do with cat? Tell me you've researched this.
I mean, I think that you can use it to make like a fabric or something like that. I think you could fashion it into like little felt dolls if you wanted to.
Please.
Maybe I'll collect some and put it in one of my little jars.
Yeah, why don't you just collect as much as you can?
Because I would be overwhelmed with cat hair.
No, but
he
can
sheds
hand it
like
over
nobody's business. We just had a conversation about this yesterday. Peter's like, "Why is your cat hair? Why is your cat's hair all over our house?" The cleaners just came.
Because it's a cat.
I was like, "It's summer," and he's God, just. I mean, it's summer. What do you want me to say? And he's like, "This isn't just a summer thing."
It's a all year thing, right?
It's a year round thing.
No, so what I'm saying is, if you could go ahead and just save some of it, like okay. like a gallon sized baggie and fill it up as high as you can. Right. Okay. That might take a couple weeks. Right.
All right.
And give it to me.
To do what with?
I don't know, but I can do something with it.
He's not going
to. Come on. I can do something. We can make cat mustaches.
Cat mustaches?
Uh-huh.
Or are you going to tape it to your head so you have hair now?
Yeah. I could have cat hair. Oh, my God. I'm on to something now.
It's so soft.
It is soft.
It's really short.
Yeah. Fit check. Got fur. Fur outfits and mustache. Go to channel. Go to our website. By the way, it's a big party show, and go pick up some merch. Molly, right now, if you're not watching, is wearing a Party Crasher hat. We have all kinds of stuff, and we're going to do another drop here coming up soon.
Yes,
for you back to schoolies. But yeah, go ahead and do that and become a Party Crasher as well. So you'll get updates on our next live show and everything like that. What's that?
I'm ready for the merch. I'm ready for the back to school merch drop. I'm just not ready for back to school.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. I mean, I get to see the kids and the buses go back and forth, you know, through the house, in front of the house. And that's about it. But yeah, I'm lucky. I don't want to say I'm lucky. I'm lonely.
Well, I mean, even though I'm my daughter's least favorite human in the house, I am the one that packs her lunches. And I'm like, you better keep in mind who's buttering your biscuit. Right? Like,
that's not,
you might want to change that ranking
a little bit. Tough.
I know I can't. I mean, she's a total daddy's girl.
But she's a daddy's girl. All right. If you asked the same question to Declan, what would Declan say?
I don't know. That's what Peter said. But then Declan broke my heart all on the same day because he's like, Mara, I'm so glad you're back. Now you can watch movies with mom. I'm like, oh, I just sat through 10 hours of World War II movies with you this week.
Yes.
Which you chose. I didn't get a single say in any of it. And one of them I actually bought for him because it wasn't available on streaming. And he has the audacity to tell me that he was forced into mother's son time. I was like, I'm leaving all of you. Like, seriously, I was like, I'm taking my book.
Loud. I mean, think about that. On the pod, when we were talking about this, you were catching up. Like, I got to get this stuff in because he's going to be off to college eventually and stuff like that. And the whole time he's inside his head going, ugh, hanging out with mom. I'm just going to lunch.
Peter had a conversation with them yesterday. They're like, he's like, you both need to do better. Like, she's not happy. And that's not a good state for our state. Like,
now,
you do know that she's the one that grocery shops and does all the laundry and buys all the stuff in this house. And you just ticked her off. Like,
wow.
All of a sudden now it's going to be nothing but kale salads. Because I'm like, why should I cook for your happiness when apparently I'm the last place human and the person you had to watch World War II movies with?
I know. Now, what about Peter? You don't ask him those questions, do you?
I'm his number one.
You're his number one.
Mm-hmm. He's my number one. I'm his number one.
All right.
He told me that.
When you picked him up at the airport? No, he did not tell you that.
No, he told me that after I was having a mental breakdown that my daughter hates me and my son only watched movies with me because he thought he had to.
Well,
I mean, my daughter doesn't hate me, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not her favorite human.
Well, what do you do?
I ranked above the cat. So I got that going for me.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, she's like, you like the cat better than me. I was like, I do right now.
Yeah.
The cat's coming in first place all over the place.
I went to Maha Music Festival.
How was it?
It was fantastic. That riverfront is amazing. I've never been to the Luminariums. You know, we parked in that area.
Yeah.
It's a hopping little place. The Maha Music Festival was fantastic. Everybody was happy. Everybody was having a good time. Everyone was your age and my age. And, you know, it was.
You were amongst your
total,
people.
Yes, total people watching.
So you it's got to funny. See Silver Sun Pickups?
Oh, my God, they're fantastic. I love those guys so much. Everyone was fantastic. And then just the people watching and what people are wearing. Like our age. I don't want to say that everyone's trying to keep up with the youngsters.
But
But there are a lot that are, I mean, that are hanging on to, you should go into, you know what I mean? I like
that. Says the guy who's wearing the nice shirt today. He's like, I got to step up my game.
Yeah. Well, I woke up this morning and I put it right on. I'm like, this is, you remember the outfit that I wore during the live?
Yeah.
This is the black version. See? I got shorts that I shouldn't be wearing.
Oh, you bought two different colors of that same bad short outfit?
Yes. The reason being is because I wanted to make sure one, it was late in the game. One was large and one was extra large.
Which one fits better?
The gray one fits really good.
What this size is just, that one?
This one's an extra large. It's too big. It's
room
way
to
too
grow.
Big.
Room to grow.
Yeah. But then now I'll grow the gray one, which I like. But anyway, I don't even know why the hell I just told you that. Hey, what's going on with Tinder?
Oh my God, you can double date now. So how Tinder opened up this option. So like you and a friend can like swipe. So like you and a friend could, I guess, swipe on what I think it's like other people that are double dating. So it's like there's this whole generation that doesn't want to go on a date by themselves.
Okay.
Like they're nervous to go. And I mean, I get it.
I do too.
You know, I mean, if you can double date, it's always takes the heat off a little bit because there's more people to like pick up the conversation.
Well, also
if stuff's going sideways, somebody's there to like get your back.
Also, you can switch. You know?
Can you?
Well, you can. I can go, hey, Gary, I'm not feeling the vibe with Molly, so why don't I focus on Gracie and you try to hit up on Molly?
And then Gracie and I go to the bathroom. We're like, how do we lose both these losers? Let's pretend like I have to go to the hospital because I have appendicitis. Let's go right now.
Come on. That happened. You can't say that doesn't happen. And in your younger years of, you know, you're hanging out when you see two dudes and they're, you know, whatever. And you're like,
no, because usually how it works is the only time I've been on double dates is either an established relationship, like Peter and I going out with you and Wylene.
Okay.
I've gone on double dates like that where it's like everybody's already matched. And then the only other time I've gone on a double date is my friend's dating somebody and that guy's got a friend. And all of a sudden it's like, would you please go? His friend's going to be with us. Will you please come? And it was a nightmare. The guy was a psycho.
Was he really? Why?
He was a total psycho. At one point he said to me, I don't know whether I should hit you or kiss you. And I was like, neither. I don't know what
said that. Oh my yes. God. How does someone get away with saying hit you? Why did you, were you making fun of him or?
No, I don't
hit you.
Maybe. I don't know. Possibly. It so was me.
So that was a date between like a setup date then?
So my friend was dating his friend.
Okay.
And she was like, please come out on a double date. Like he's going to bring his friend. Like it'll be fun. And I mean, you know, it's like, what's one night of your life? Like that was how she sold it. She's like, it's one night. Like, so what? Like it, guy buys you dinner, whatever. We have a nice time. We went to Burger King.
Wow, that's okay. Some people can't afford.
No, but we were in high school. It was fun.
Oh, then that makes sense.
Yeah. We went to Burger King, and then we went out to Great Bear Lake.
Oh, you – no, wait, Standing Bear Lake.
Standing Bear Lake. Thank you. Standing Bear Lake. And my friend and her my friend and her boyfriend, like, disappeared, and I'm just left with this guy. And I am terrified. Because he's getting weirder by the second.
Well, you're at Standing Bear. That's where everybody kind of went.
Yes.
You know, and hooked up. So you.
But I was not like that. Was not this was a bill of goods. I was not sold. I was sold that I was going to dinner, and then like we were all going to hang out. I didn't think it meant we were all going to hang out separately at Standing Bear Lake. I was terrified.
Well, then it's dark too. By the way, I'm assuming because. That's where you
meet. Then you've got this guy who's just getting creepier by the minute.
Yeah, because he wanted to have some lake sex. I mean, he was, you know, he wanted to have some lake section or something like that.
So then he was all mad because I was sitting on the hood of the car. He's like, you're going to scratch it. I was like, I don't care if I could get on top of the car to get away from you.
So that date didn't pan out?
Oh, it was awful.
That's pretty much the only kind of one you've been on, then, the double. I've never
been
on
a double date like that. I think that soured me forever. I mean, when you have something like that happen, you're not too hot to sign up for a random stranger again.
Speaking of dating, have you heard the latest on Katy Perry?
That can't be true. Her and Justin Trudeau? No way.
They're saying
no
that.
No way.
I know. Believe me, I got sick to my stomach when I saw that. I'm like, oh my God.
Isn't he married?
I couldn't tell you. I didn't look up anything on him. And he's what, the former
Prime Minister of Canada.
Prime Minister of Canada. It'd be like Trump. Yes, he's at the, if you have not seen the concert, he's in a very special section, which he should be. I mean, look who he is.
Well, yeah.
But he's just beaming, and everyone's saying that they are, in fact, an item.
Oh,
I mean, what kind of rebound is that? Isn't that
no way?
Because they just broke up with Orlando Bloom, and now all of a sudden, this is, I'm with you, Molly. I'm with you. It doesn't seem possible or like a thing.
I am telling you, this is, I think he's married.
But it doesn't mean, I mean, it doesn't mean he's not.
Oh, separated. They separated in 2023. He is married, but they're separated.
All right. So he is single. Okay.
Well, so he's separated is not necessarily single.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that, I mean, it's only when you're separated, it only hurts the most to the person that doesn't want to be separated. You know what I mean?
No,
because there are some people that are separated and say the person has already moved on, like Katy Perry or whatever, because they're not officially divorced.
They just went to dinner, though. They weren't even
married, so what's that?
They just went to dinner. I mean, it might have been like just, hey, yeah, okay, like we're both in this. Maybe.
Nope.
She is like getting over Orlando, and he is dealing with the fact that his wife separated from him. Maybe he's the one who got dumped, and they're like commiserating. And then it's just like, right? Like we're two good looking people. And how can we not find love? We're so good looking.
No. Yeah, that too. Watch. You watch what happens here. I'm just breaking it right now. I'm like, I can't wait till Wednesday.
I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real. I think that they're both using this as an opportunity to make the people that they really like jealous.
No, I think what's happening is I think.
You wanted to make your wife jealous. Going on a date with Katy Perry would be a good place to start.
Yeah, but Justin and Orlando, I mean, do you think she really wants to make Orlando jealous? He's obviously done with whatever the heck he's been dealing with for the last, you know.
Then it might be Justin trying to make Sophie jealous. Maybe he's like, you know what? You're not the only one who can go find good stuff happening outside of our relationship.
Find out for Wednesday who left who and so on and so forth. What was the reasons? Cause yeah, I want to dial this thing down. This is so,
I know it's so like, when I saw that, I was like, gross. This is so gross. Yeah. So icky, but at the same time, like you love it. Like at the same time, like, it's like, ooh,
I know. And then also what about Justin Timberlake's deal? I know we're doing the A-list right now, but whatever.
I know. Well, that was the saddest looking concert ever.
What's that?
Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about how he has Lyme disease.
Oh, no, that's news to me.
He just came out with that. So he's been suffering. I doubt that's an excuse for his concert. But he's saying that, you know, Lyme disease is pretty painful.
Yeah, it's really bad.
He's been dealing with that on his tour also. That would be
is that awful. Why he had that horrible malfunction with his band?
Yeah. No. Well, hey,
is that a side effect of Lyme disease?
Yeah, small wiener, micro penis, signs of micro penis.
I've got Lyme disease, okay?
Yikes, yeah. Hey, let's get to one of these questions real quick. But real quick on the dating, let's pick that back up. The double dating on Tinder, you can do that. And
yeah, that so stuff. Apparently that's okay. Like a new option that you can do. So if like you're kind of feeling like, I needed some support, you and your friend can swipe and pick somebody together. And they bring a friend. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's everybody signs off on everybody.
Okay.
So I think it would be hard to find that match, but maybe... Maybe you're willing, you know, like to take one for the team like I was.
Yeah.
And you're like, never mind. this person's crazy.
Let me ask you, would you have, if your friend said, look, I really like this guy a lot, and it would mean everything to me if you just hook up with him, because then we can continue our thing, and I just need you to take one for the team, like you just said.
No.
Would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't? Come on, guys do it all the time.
I hadn't even kissed anyone when I went on a date with this guy. This was not going to be my first kiss. Some guy said, I don't know whether I want to hit you or kiss you. I'm like, well, seeing as this would be my first kiss ever, I'm telling you, it's not happening.
All right. Here's one question here. Time for no dumb questions. Okay. If you had to wear one food as a hat every day for a year, what would you choose?
One food?
Yeah, one food. So that'd be anything. So it could be a fruit. It could be a thing of grapes.
Tortilla.
You'd wear a tortilla as a hat. Hey, Molly, you forgot your tortilla.
What about one of those crispy tortilla bowls that they serve taco salads in? Because it would kind of look like a hat.
Bingo, with food in it. A tortilla, I was thinking instantly like grapes or something like that.
You and your grapes.
I do
love
grapes.
So you could sit there and...
yeah, and feed myself like Caesar.
Feed yourself.
Pizza? No? Not a pizza?
No, because it'd be like greasy. You know what I mean? I think pizza would be kind of greasy. I think I need something kind of bread-like, like a bagel or...
I can see you with a bagel.
A bagel. Hey.
Well, think of like the cheese, what? Like the Green Bay Packers wear, or like a...
Yeah, the cheese head. Well, I answered, what are you talking about?
I think I would do grapes of some sort.
Okay.
I mean, it has to be some sort of food. But right. That's kind of the first thing that comes to my mind.
Okay.
It's some type of fruit. Like a watermelon. Like a watermelon.
That'd be
bowl.
Heavy.
No, you just a bowl. I guess that wouldn't be food, would it? That would just be the skin.
Yeah, no, you'd have to have the watermelon. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Don't you think that would be like having a boulder on your head all summer?
Yeah, that would be a bit heavy. I do like your idea of the tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
But everything
I think
else,
a tortilla would be a good thing. It's light.
I think it would be good.
You keep the sun off.
In his food.
you could use it to be like, what?
Uh-huh. All right, here's another one. What's your favorite word? I can tell you what my non-favorite word is.
Okay.
And I have a few of those. I hate the word gonorrhea.
Jesus.
I hate the word syphilis.
Again, never comes up in conversation.
I hate those words.
Really hard to find that unless you've been diagnosed with those two things.
Absolutely.
You usually don't hear it very often.
So those are my least favorite. It kind of gets me, but that just is an irritating thing. Or like, the word like.
Best of luck.
Yeah, some people use that word like every other word. Mm-hmm. If I ever do that stuff, let me know, okay, please, as a friend.
It doesn't bother me, so I doubt I would be like on my radar.
Okay. All right. So what is your favorite word?
That's tough.
Yeah, that's
one word?
No dumb question. Favorite word.
Favorite word. Okay, so this is weird.
Word. Uh-huh.
This is a weird one, but the word that I really like, it's a French word. And I just like it because it sounds fun. And it's hibou. And it means owl in French.
Okay.
And I just love that. I love that word. I love the way it sounds. Hibou.
Hibou.
Hibou. It means owl. Hibou.
What's my favorite word? I don't know if I have a favorite word. That's sad. I'm trying to
it's
think.
It's just hard to pick one. Something.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm going to have to think harder on that.
Come back on that one.
What's my favorite word? Yeah, I want it to be legit. Tell me when. 3, 2, 1, say go.
Oh, okay. Go.
All right. When is it okay to tell a woman?
Tell a woman?
I told you so.
Right before you want to die? When you want to draw your last breath on this plane? I told you so. You're like, oh, buddy.
I told you so. When is it okay to tell a woman, I told you so?
How often does a guy get to say that, really?
Never.
You know what I mean?
You don't. You don't.
I mean, honestly, like,
I told you so. I mean, listen to how that sounds. Yeah, I told you so, Wylene. No. Guys, come on.
Yeah, that's a,
yeah.
I don't even think that that's not even something that I say to my husband.
No,
I just look at him. I just look at him and I'm like, I mean, are we going to say the words?
I told you so. I told you so.
Cause I'll, I have told him so.
Uh-huh.
And then it comes back around and we're both acknowledging the fact that this was something that he swore no and I fought for yes. He does have to say, his thing is don't you ever get tired of being right? And I say no.
Does he really?
Yeah. Do you ever get tired of being right? I'm like, no, but it's exhausting being challenged.
You know, that's a side word. That's a little poke at you.
Do you ever get tired being right?
No. That's how you say it. It's the same thing. Don't. I told you so.
I told you so.
I told you so. All right. So if you want to get us some questions, I'll work on this favorite word. I do need to have a favorite word.
Come back Wednesday with your favorite word.
And you come back Wednesday wearing that hat.
A tortilla? Am I going to get like a big Chipotle one?
Yeah.
Like one of those big old guys?
Why not? Yeah. You come back with that. All right. Merch. Merch drop. Merch drop's coming at you guys soon. Hopefully within the next week. Mm-hmm. You can check out all the merch at bigpartyshow.com. You can also become a party crasher and get updates when we're going to go live and have merch drops and stuff like that. So go ahead and hit up that page. Everyone listening, hit up that page real quick for a second. And wherever you're listening, we need you to follow, review. It's very important you guys do that for us, especially on Apple Podcasts. We really would appreciate that. And as Molly said, tell a friend. Tell somebody. Tell somebody.
Make it like a double date, only this one won't be creepy. You get to tell somebody and be like, come on, seriously, it's so worth it. You're going to love it.
Take one for the team.
Like take one for the team. Listen to this show. And then instead you're like, oh my God, I found my true love in the setup.
And also, want to thank our sponsor, our wonderful sponsor.
Heartwood Park.
Yeah,
Heartwood Preserve.
So go check out everything that's going there. Again, if you need any event information on what's happening, they do, it is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but on every other, like every third Thursday have something going on as well. Go to heartwoodomaha.com/events or hit us up on our Facebook page. We're out of here. We'll see you Wednesday. We'll get you all updated on this Katy Perry stuff if you care. Have a good day and do yourself good.